A Box of Nothing by Peter Dickinson. Read by Gordon Fairclough. Chapter 1. The Nothing Shop. There was nowhere to hide. Mum had just turned the corner out of Floral Street, and she only didn't see James because she was shouting over her shoulder at Angie to hurry her up. The gold September sunlight glittered off the shafts of the pram. Mum stood there, round as a jug because of the next baby, and the twist of her head to yell at Angie and the push of her body to hold the pram gave her a look of fighting her way into a wind, though there wasn't a whisper of one in the long, empty road. In a couple of secs, she'd look round and see James. Opposite him lay the Borough dump. Kevin at school said there was a loose bit of fence where you could slip through, but James didn't know where it was, and anyway, Mum would be bound to spot him dashing across the road, and then it would be worse still. "There are swarms of rats in the dump," Mum said, "and you can get Vile's disease from rats," whatever that was. This side of the road there were only the blank brick walls of warehouses, and between them, just where James was standing, the Nothing Shop. James flattened himself into its doorway. She'd see him when she came past, of course. He'd have to think of a story. He couldn't make thoughts begin. Instead, he stared across the road at the sunlit mounds of rubbish above the iron fence. If he half-closed his eyes so that his eyelashes blurred things, he could make the mounds into a great range of mountains, miles away, streaked with snow and glaciers, where the white enamel flanks of cookers or dishwashers made part of the slopes. The scavenging gulls became enormous, huger than eagles they'd have to be for him to see them so far off. He blurred the scene a bit more, and the rusty iron fence became streaky and stretched out into a sort of...